Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long I can hang on, and then I give you an honest first impression. Today, we're listening to Low Key Trash. You can find them at lowkeytrash.com. They are in the arts category at our good friend Apple Podcasts, and here is their description. Each week on the Low Key Trash podcast, local Provincetown, Massachusetts artists Berg and Jay have unfiltered conversations on arts and life on Cape Cod. And we're going to listen to episode 2. I will say I'm a little confused because I asked them, I said, what episode do you want me to listen to? And they said the second one, and you're using 101, 102, 103, 104, which makes me think you're on episode 102, not episode 2. So I'm not sure why you're using the 10 kind of thing. But we're going to listen to episode 2 on morals and opinions right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
Low Key Trash sounds a little something like this.
Season 1, Low Key Trash. Low Key Trash. Low Key Trash. Welcome to the pit. Low-key trash. Listen, we've been creating forever, man. What do you mean creativity? You know, unless people you carry along, those people you carry along with you throughout life.
Can't understand a thing you're saying.
Yo, listen, don't judge us. This is Cape Cod.
I heard life that.
On the tip.
It's a really long fade out.
Episode 2, low-key trash. You here with Berg.
And your boy Jay.
Happy Sunday, everybody.
Cheers, my brother.
Cheers. Cheers, of course.
All right.
Let's get into it. What is the purpose of art in society today?
Oh.
There's a lot of messages now behind art that are just right in your face. Whereas it used to be a little different, I think personally back in the day, like it was more subtle, mm-hmm. the messages. But I feel like you have to be super duper clear nowadays with your art and with your music and what it is. Like, you have to be pretty straightforward with it to get your point across, because it can get mixed up with the bullshit, I guess we'll call it, the bullshit. And it's got to be very, very, very clear. Whereas back in the day, it was like you can just do whatever you wanted. If you really want to get, like, evoke a little emotion, you have to make your art, like, very, very in people's faces and, like...
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't matter what
it's
it is.
Gotta be a message behind.
Like,
it. Art could be anything. Well, it could be music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We were talking about that. But when you're doing it, is what I'm saying, is like, has to be like really like, if you want to rap loud, you have to rap really loud. If you're gonna paint bright things, they're gonna be super bright. Or if you're gonna be do something abstract, it's gonna be super abstract. You know, that's the only way you're gonna get the attention, because it gets mixed up with the real now. You know, the internet and all that. Yeah, so, yeah. You know, that's why people don't like to. Like, put their art, their real art on Instagram or on the internet and stuff like that. Like, because people can just take it and then it'll go viral and then just lose all its value pretty much, you know? But I feel like it's always got to be extreme.
Mm. I mean, it's all about what you see in art.
I feel like I can probably show you better than I can tell you. It's the feeling it gives you, man. Beauty is definitely in the eye beholder when it applies to a lot of things, even music.
How would you say marriage is today?
Marriage... I respect it. It's real, but it depends on, I guess, what real is in that relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, marriage today is crazy. You don't really know what's real anymore. You got people paying for marriage. You got relationships that aren't even like real relationships based off of you just helping your partner out or something. But really, you're out there doing your thing, and he's doing his thing, and it's crazy.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think marriage is a business now more so than mm-hmm. a commitment type thing. Like, you don't really have to be committed to get married anymore. So,
wow.
And people are okay with that. So it's like you have to, like, people get upset and like about people's relationships and how they do their thing, but you can only just respect it, like. It's not your relationship. And the older generation gets mad because they're you know, marriages, that's what it was real back then. But now it's like you can live your life without being married to somebody and still get the same money. And it's actually better now because there's more to lose now when you get married versus back in the day. Like, it's a lot more to lose now. So people are sort of shying away from getting married. And I mean, I think it's sort of just, it's not our fault. Like, we didn't make the rules, you know? No. So people can be in love and they don't have to get married. And that's just
I kind of think that's kind of the best way to go nowadays.
Preach like, it,
relationships
brother.
Relationships are looking better than actual marriage. As long as you're happy with your partner, man, I mean, that's all that matters. But it's kind of crazy that you're willing to spend your life not happy with someone.
Yeah, you're committing to...
Just for the title, really.
Yeah, but like I said, people marry for different kind of reasons, and you gotta respect it, take it for what it is, even if it's your best friend or, you know, your brother, your sister, even your own parents. You just you gotta either you can just, even if you don't like the situation, you can just tell them how you feel. But at the end of the day, that marriage is between them. And them two in the bank.
But what does this have to do with that's Arch all it really is now. Cod?
That's the marriage.
Low-key trash, low-key trash.
What is your best criteria for success?
Okay, a couple things. Good production. The only thing for me, and I'm surprised this didn't annoy me, I usually do not like music beds. But you did a good job of having music beds that didn't really have any lyrics, although the one had somebody slightly singing. Because that really can be distracting because you can't figure out, am I supposed to be listening to the lyrics or am I supposed to be, you know, doing something else or whatever. And so I thought that was good. I like the fact that you guys just got right into it. It was like, boom, here's the question. And what I would recommend is, it sounds like you guys have, and again, this is a good thing, you have thought out these questions ahead of time. Why not tease those? Like, hey, welcome to Low Key Trash. Today we're going to talk about what is art and the purpose of art. We're going to talk about marriage. We're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about that. So people know what's coming up. I always say people don't get on a bus unless you know where it's going. And according to your description, it's unfiltered conversations on art and life. So life on Cape Cod. Okay, that's where the marriage thing, because I was like, wait, how does this marriage thing fit into the art thing? But this is basically... The only kind of downside of this is if you talk about everything, you're not going to have that diehard listener. The more niche you go, you're going to have a smaller audience, but less passionate. Whereas if you try to be everything to everybody, people are like, I don't know. So keep that in mind. If you try to talk about too wide a subject, you know, you might, if this is supposed to be for specifically to Cape Cod, you could be talking about local news and things like that, depending on how specific you want to go. So at the very beginning with the where they're going, you know, low-key trash. And then you guys were saying something at the very beginning that I couldn't hear what you guys were saying, but I did towards the end. So it's like the music was a little loud. But all in all, I thought it had a cool vibe. It showed that you had some thought put into it. And the only thing I would say that would... If you would have let me know what the episode is about, then I would know if I wanted to listen or not. Because about halfway through, you're like, oh, they're talking about marriage. This is kind of cool. I thought the thing about art was a really interesting conversation where I could see other artists going, yeah, you do. You have to paint, you know, louder now, and you have to do that. So I just thought it was an interesting thing. And I liked the last one. You kind of had that low-key trash transition to let you know that, hey, we're moving on to a different topic. So I thought that was good. And in general, you know, this is not a horrible podcast, and I could see where people would like just the open flow discussion. And that's the other thing. One person seemed to dominate at the beginning the conversation, and I couldn't tell what good conversation really can come into sometimes is when you have a difference of opinion. And this doesn't have to be Stephen A. Smith on ESPN, who seems to disagree with everybody. And then it turns into a shouting match. That drives me nuts. You're talking, anyway, I could go off on that. But sometimes if you have a difference of opinion, then you can have what I affectionately refer to as a dialogue. and share each other's opinions and then see if maybe somebody might learn something. So that's the only thing I thought was there wasn't a lot of, it was kind of like, this is what I think about so-and-so. And they'd be like, yeah, it's different, such and such and such. Next subject. And then the other person would talk about it. Maybe have a little more back and forth. But all in all, this is an interesting conversation. You might want to think about, is there a niche that we can get into to be a little more hyper-focused? Because not everybody's going to want to talk about art and marriage and cars and chocolate or whatever else. You know, that's my only worry is like, you know, how wide are we going to go? Because you have to have topics that you want to keep the audience. But I did like that. The fact that when you did a topic, you went in and you basically hit it and quit it. Like, here's my opinion on this. What's your opinion? Great. All right. Next subject. So it did keep moving. So even if I didn't particularly get anything out of whatever you're talking about, I get the feeling that you guys were just going in for, let me voice my opinion on this and moving on. So an interesting show. I guess that's the bottom line. I wasn't bored. You had me listening and, you know, check it out. Again, it's called the Low Key Trash Show. You can find it at lowkeytrash.com. And if you would like your show right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, simply go to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button. There is no upsell. It's only $5. So thanks so much for listening. If you want a full review, because I will say, Low Key Trash had a weird thing where on you're using Anchor, and I won't even go there. Anchor's a horrible choice. And on your website, when I went to episodes, it was a SoundCloud. So I'm kind of like, Puka, you know, if you're going to do this, get a real media host and then build up your website, add some subscribe buttons. And those are the kind of things we talk about on the podcast review show. We go over the beginning, the middle, the end of your show, your website. We have you fill out a form so we can kind of figure out where you're going and your goals and how you're going to get there. And we do a little marketing consulting. We do a little business consulting. If you're going to use your podcast for a business, you can find that over at podcastreviewshow.com. Thanks so much for listening. This is Dave Jackson reminding you to always enjoy your ride.